Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, Holly is on hold right now. We all had the sense in talking to her on Friday. She really wanted to narc on her roommate.
Mm-hmm.
She felt like, look, man, I went to school going through ceremonies, but I deserve to go through ceremonies. And her roommate hasn't gone to school in 3 semesters. But she was trying to fake it this weekend and fool her parents that she was really graduating. And our listener here, Holly, wanted to narc on her. So we'll see what she did here in just a couple seconds. It is not too late to sign up for the two-day walk for breast cancer.
That's right. The first weekend in October is when the Atlanta two-day walk for breast cancer takes place. And we call it the Atlanta two-day walk for breast cancer because every single dollar that goes to this walk goes here in Atlanta, stays in here in Atlanta to different organizations helping with breast cancer. We have walked for several years with the Atlanta two-day walk for breast cancer. Thank you to Dr. Cavalli, who again is our sponsor this year. We want you to join our team. It's not too late, and we have practice walks all summer long. So go to Q100Atlanta.com and find out how you can sign up.
All right, let's go around the room here and make predictions. Wendy, you aren't here, so I don't know if it's fair to ask you. Melissa, what did Holly do this weekend?
I think that she confessed to her mom, and when her mom told her it's really none of her business, she got mad at her mom for not being as dramatic as her.
Mm. How about you, Hobby?
That's an extended prediction. I'm thinking that she definitely told her parents, but not the roommate's parents.
Jeffrey?
I think she pulled it off without a hitch.
The roommate?
The roommate pulled it off. Oh, you're asking what the girl did? I think she didn't say a word, and I think the roommate pulled it off without a hitch.
I'm going with she talked to her own parents about it also.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have the guts to go to the roommate's parents, but I think she probably went to her own parents. Shall we find out?
We shall.
Let's find out together, will we?
Hey, Holly, you're back on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, congratulations on graduation.
Yes.
Thank you. It's official.
Yes.
Does that feel good?
Yeah.
I bet.
So glad to be done.
Good.
I had senioritis.
And how about your roommate? Did she graduate this weekend, quote unquote?
She did not graduate this weekend.
She did not. How did that come about?
Well, I did. After our conversation, I did take into account what you guys said, and I stayed out of it. And okay. I did not say anything. I didn't call my parents.
Okay.
Didn't tell anybody. I just figured that, you know, something would have to happen when she got there, and I was just going to let it be their, you know, their deal. So our parents drove up together. We all went out to breakfast. At breakfast, thankfully, she says that she has something to tell them, that she knows that they're going to be, you know, upset and angry, and that she's sorry that she didn't tell them, you know, but she wanted them to know in person. So I'm thinking at this point, oh, you know, this is such a load off. Like, she's finally going to come out with this. Like, it's going to get done. It was early in the morning. The day would still go on. And she comes out with yet another lie of a long story saying that the reason why she's not graduating that day is because she didn't notify the school in time.
No.
And she missed the deadline to get her cap and gown.
Oh.
So that she wasn't able to walk, but that she would get her diploma in the mail. Nothing about not being in school for 3 semesters. Nothing about anything. Like a complete another huge story.
So what are her parents react?
They were, you know, a little upset, but they, you know, more disappointed that, you know, she had been irresponsible and missed this little deadline. But nothing big. And, of course, she said, you know, oh, well, we'll all watch. They would watch me graduate, and she would sit with them, and, you know, it was okay that she wasn't going to walk. And she was starting, they were, like, you know, kind of upset, but, I mean, it was nothing of what it should have been or would have been. And they still have no idea. I'm going to be sitting waiting for the diploma in the mail.
So you're on this emotional roller coaster all weekend because you're like, you know what? I'm just going to take the high road. It doesn't matter. This is all going to pan out the way it's going to pan out. And then you actually think, you know what? She's going to come clean. Good for her. This is the way I wanted it to happen. And then she actually piles on to the lie and comes out looking better now than she did originally. And that must have annoyed you all weekend.
Well, yeah. I mean, until we started partying. But yeah, it did annoy me during the graduation part. I mean, it was just absolutely ridiculous.
Did you feel like telling your parents the truth?
You know what? No. At that point, like, it had been, it's so past the point of frustration, and I really wanted to enjoy my graduation. I really was, you know, so happy to see my family. But at that point, like, I just, it was almost just like, Patty, I can't even deal with it, you know?
You didn't want it to be about her anymore.
Well, now I don't have to live with her anymore. I don't even want right. to see her anymore. Like, it's just so disgusting that she can be so good at lying.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if there's anybody listening right now that never graduated from college, but your parents think you did.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because she may be able to go her entire life, mm-hmm. and her parents would really never find out. I think there are some parents that want to see the
diploma.
The diploma, and want to see cap and gown and all that. And I think that there are others that would just let it go.
Well, like, for instance, in one of my many moves here in Atlanta, I lost my diploma, so I have to go back to UT. And I'm at some point when I think about it and get it reissued to me. So I did graduate, but I don't have a diploma. It's very, I mean, there is no, most people don't have their diplomas posted on an office unless you're in a profession that you have to show it. Yeah, exactly. So
did we ask you this? Was your roommate being funded by her own parents?
Yes.
For the last, she was. So all that, where's that money been going?
I don't have any idea.
Ooh. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But not your problem. Just like we said last week. And now, really not your problem, because it's like you said, you don't have to stare at it anymore.
Yeah, now it's done. I mean, there's a part of me that really, yeah, was angry, like you guys said. Like, I am mad that, you know, she had all this extra money and she wasn't doing anything for it and all of those things.
Yeah, I could see how that could bug you. I mean, you're struggling yeah. along here, right. trying to pinch pennies to graduate. And here you've got somebody in your own house that's wasting the money, not using it on what they should be using it on. While you struggle, I can understand mm-hmm. why you built some animosity there.
But you know in the long run that you have the benefit.
You have the diploma.
Yeah.
I know, and it was worth all the hard work. I don't even think that I really, until we talked about it the other day, I don't think I realized, like, exactly why I was upset or how upset or any of those things, you know?
Here's Chris to use a word on the show that we don't use often, and it's called maturity.
Maturity. I'm extremely impressed with the fact that she grew up this weekend mm-hmm. and realized that, you know, if someone gets away with something and it doesn't hurt you, it's really not your problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking the entire time when you guys were talking about this last week, I'm like, you know, she just is pissed off because this girl's getting away with something and she doesn't like it. And, you know, it's really not that big of a deal. She has to deal with those consequences. It's not Holly's problem at all.
You're right. But it certainly is legit to have those kind of feelings.
Sure. I can understand having those. We've all had them. But, you know, it's a sign of maturity to actually realize that, you know, it's not your problem. Mm-hmm. Deal with it. Move on. So I just want to say congratulations. You graduated from college. That's a big step. And, you know, you grew up a little this weekend, so I'm impressed.
Well, thank you. I don't know. I felt more like it was a moral responsibility, though, too.
That's justification.
Yeah, that probably
that's you.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's just like, I mean, if you know somebody's cheating on somebody, like, yeah. you don't tell them, yeah, it's not your business. But at the same time, like, whereas I don't know where all of those lines are yet. Maybe I'm just not, you know, mature enough to understand yet what I should stay out of and where I'm supposed to step in.
If you weren't so close to it, that's probably a pretty good argument. But you were so close to it that had you narked on her and used the, well, is it responsible for me just to let this go argument? I don't think many would have bought it. So I think you did the right thing.
Well,
I think it would have probably been more important for her to intervene if she was duping the school somehow rather than duping her parents. You know what I'm saying? If she was actually getting a diploma without doing the work?
Uh-huh.
That to me would have been more of a moral issue than the telling the parents.
Yeah, I think you handled it great, and it's over. I mean, yeah, you can wash your hands of it. You'll lose your roommate. You'll never see her again, so who cares?
Yeah.
And you got your diploma.
And you got your diploma. That's what the highlight of the weekend has to be, needs to be, and all you remember about.
It definitely is. I'm so happy.
Can you tell us what school it was now?
Don't do it.
No.
Don't do it.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.